I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman, and you're listening to The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. Kate, stormtroopers are coming to Traverse City.
No!
But don't worry, they're not actual Imperial troopers from Star Wars.
Okay.
But they will look exactly like them. They're cosplayers.
Oh, cosplay. Okay, cosplay is a hip term for playing dress-up. Basically, you dress up as your favorite movie, video game, or comic character, and many people take these costumes very seriously.
And they're here for Comic-Con this weekend. It's happening at the Grand Traverse Resort.
We have Darth Vader, Chewbacca, R2-D2, Stormtroopers, Scout Troopers, you know, everything you can think of. And they all come to the show. They really love Traverse City.
So that's Mike Akerley. He's one of the top comic book dudes in the area, and he co-owns the only comic book shop in town called Top Comics.
Comic-Con has really taken off in Traverse City, and I guess there's a big national Comic-Con circuit, and some people travel around.
It's grown every single year. A lot of our people go to all of the shows, San Diego, even overseas. There's a bunch of shows out in like France and Paris and stuff like that. And all of them say that our show is one of the better shows.
Put on your favorite costume this weekend and check out Comic-Con at Grand Traverse Resort.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Photography means literally in Greek, drawing with light.
And you can play with light to determine how a photo is going to turn out.
Long exposure photography is when you let light into the camera for a long time. That's what Eric Hatch does.
What it allows you to do if you're a viewer is to get hit by the thing in the picture that is the important thing, as opposed to distracted by details that are now gone.
Now, the details are something that photographer Eric Hatch doesn't care a whole lot about, partially because he can't see them very well.
He's had problems with his eyes since he was a boy, including 12 surgeries by his own count, and he's severely nearsighted.
That's the bad news. The good news is that because I don't see crystal sharp detail very well, I see shapes and patterns and light. Light and dark.
As your eyes have changed, have you noticed your photography changing? Or is it too subtle?
My photography has changed, but I can't attribute it necessarily to my eyesight. It's changed because I am becoming much more intentional. I never take a snapshot. I may work very quickly, but I'm trying to achieve something specific in every shot I take. And the something that I'm trying to achieve is something that will make you go, wow.
Are you worried that you'll ever lose your eyesight?
Sure.
How would you handle that?
Oh, boy. It would depend on what other senses were left, but I might well opt to leave the airport early. And that would be a considered thing. I'm not suicidal. Hell, I'm having the time of my life.
Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Eric Hatch lives in Ohio, but he's in residence right now at the Glen Arbor Art Association. He'll be talking about his work there on May 28th. You can also check it out at interlochenpublicradio.org.
This is The Green Room on Interlochen Public Radio. Okay, David, listen to this. This is the Hummel Bassoon Concerto, which I'm playing for you because it is one of the favorite pieces of one of our graduating Arts Academy seniors, and I thought I'd give you a minute to hear what a bassoon sounds like in its natural environment before we mess it up.
Wait, how do you mess up a bassoon?
Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, first, though, I want you to meet Morgan Davison, a bassoon major graduating this year. Here she is talking about her reaction when her music teacher first told her about the bassoon.
I was like, bassoon? Oh my gosh, what is that? And I was just totally flabbergasted by it. It was just this awesome looking honky thing that I was just like, what? This is awesome.
And that is entirely accurate. It is. It's an awesome looking honky thing. So Morgan and I had a chance to talk about the bassoon at great length. And at one point, I asked her if it does any tricks.
Well, does it?
And that's such a good trick. Oh, yes. So remember how we were talking about how to mess up a bassoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is Morgan telling us exactly how.
If you have someone stand above the bassoon and actually suck in, if you play a low B flat, which seals all the keys and all the pads, if someone sucks in and kind of reverses the chain of air, then the reed will reverse vibrate. And so it will vibrate, and it sounds like a synthesizer. And then if you put your mouth over the reed and just kind of like move your mouth, it like changes pitch. Although you need two people to do it.
Can I try it?
Sure.
I'm coming over there.
All right.
Okay, so what do I do?
Okay, so it's kind of big, but you have to like put your entire mouth over and okay. just suck in like.
Okay.
Instead of. All right. Yeah, you need a lot of air.
Okay. Let me know.
Okay. It's. No. You need to like. It's like.
One
I don't know. It's like. You have to like suck in like.
Okay, while I'm in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Make sure that all the corners are, well, corners, I guess, places are covered.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. All right. So I do it on the outside?
Or do mm-mm, my just like, on the
inside?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Sounds like a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, thank you.
It sort of sounds like someone crossed a didgeridoo with a synthesizer or something.
Sure, sure. I mean, it does. And that's probably going to be the only time in my life that I will ever make that sound. Now, as we said earlier, it's senior recital time here at Interlochen, and there are recital posters hanging all over the school. And Morgan's is particularly hilarious. Let's just say it involves a cat or two. You can check it out on our website.
You've been listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Our show was produced by Brock Moorman with help from Daniel Wanchura and Aaron Selbig. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello. See you next time.